Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Your bins, your waste collection system could be in line for a fairly radical shake-up. Bin companies taking responsibility for an entire geographic area rather than competing for customers on the same street in towns across the country. And Sinead Ryan, consumer journalist with the Irish Indo, presenter of the Home Show here in News Talk, is with me on the line today. How will this change work, Sinead, first of all?
Well, at the moment, it's only a consultation and it's likely to take some time, Andrea. And we are kind of an outlier in Europe, the way we do waste collection. Now, of course, people of a certain vintage, including me, will remember a time when the council used to do all of this. And it was privatised a couple of decades ago, and different providers came in and they said, we're going to do this street, we're going to do this county. But the resultant effect has been, as people know, that in very densely populated areas like Dublin, where I live, there can be three and four different bin lorries going up and down and up and down on different days. In rural areas, there might be none. And that can lead to other problems like fly tipping, people not having access to, you know, to recycle their waste and all that kind of thing. So this is really to see, should we come into a system whereby instead of kind of five companies competing on Main Street, in fact, you tender for an area. So a bit like the way the school buses work at the moment, you tender to say, I'll bring all the kids from this catchment area from here into this school. And the bin lorries would have to do the same. So it makes a lot of sense from an eco-friendly point of view, a community point of view, a noise pollution point of view, perhaps. But of course, there are downsides to it, as the waste management industry would point out.
Yeah, well, but you know, I suppose, well, on one side, so potentially we could have, say for the sake of argument, Greyhound could look after Dublin 2 and 4 and 6, and Panda might look after Dublin 1, 3 and 5. Is that sort of what we...
Exactly. Now, whether it would be broken down that neatly into postcodes or whether it would be on more like a neighbourhood basis or a county basis isn't clear. And that's part of what this document is supposed to do and this consultation process, which is taking, it's going to take now till the end of spring. So people shouldn't be holding their breath now and wondering whether to put rubbish in their bin yet. This is going to take quite a considerable amount of time. It is backed by the CCPC, the Consumer Protection people.
That's the question, sorry, Sinead, that I would have. Surely this is going to remove choice and potentially, you know, the option to try and get a cheaper price, that I can't now phone up one company and say, well, you know, X is offering me a better deal, I'm going to leave and go with them.
And that is a real concern. So, and I would share that, Andrea. So it has to be balanced out about the structure under which any new system might operate. For instance, it probably wouldn't be fair to allow, and let's just use a random example, Panda, because it has Dublin or, you know, or certain postcodes, that it can charge double what Greyhound might charge somewhere else that is more rural based. So I imagine that any such system would have to take that into account. Now, whether that means that all the charges are levelled out, which means that it would be, say, supported by the taxpayer, or whether it's no, it's a fixed price across the board and it's the luck of the draw what tender you get. So, look, it's not something that's cut and dried yet.
So it's only a proposal. The Department of the Environment is examining this and whether or not it might work. And we want to carry out our own public consultation here on Lunchtime Live today and hear listeners' views on this. It's 087 1400 106. But before I go to some of the other callers, Sinead, do you think it's a good idea?
I think it has a great deal of merit. Now, I say that because I am living in a very densely populated area, but I have relatives living in a very rural area where they're taking all of their rubbish to bring centres. Now, look, with a busy family, that's not always very feasible. It's very difficult to get any bin lorry provider to come near their house. I have the other problem, which I'm sure many people in Dublin do, which is that you have three and four operators up and down at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, all those beep, beep, reverse lights, all that kind of thing. And that's incredibly annoying. How brilliant would that be just to have one? But whether I want to pay any extra for that to happen is, of course, the crux of the question. So I'm for it if it's done properly, but competition is so important that we can't lose sight of that either.
Shane Byrne, ex-Rugby International, is with us on the line. But Shane, you're involved in the waste management industry. Are you in favour of this?
Yeah, it comes up every couple of years, this debate, and usually around whenever there's yearly increases or anything like that. But it's a very complicated one to answer. The little bits and pieces that Sinead said there, yes, with the multiple trucks going into one estate, and there's very few parts of the countryside now that aren't serviced, but they do exist. There is no doubt about that. Mm. They would be the flaws in the current system. But the one thing that the current system does is that it keeps price down. Competition is the key to how the whole thing works. It demands that your service is high, and it demands that your costs are low, which isn't great for the private company, but it's great for the consumer. That's the way, because so when Sinead referred to, what was it, 20 plus years ago when the council stepped out of collecting waste and it went private, and you know, the costs were actually higher then, even though way back then, than they are now in the costs or in the charges. And that's because of competition. That's because of the simple fact is that you do end up to scenarios where there's a few different trucks going into your housing estate. And, you know, it depends where you sit with all this, because there's a lot of things you got to think about. You know, the CCP, they're talking about all the competition and they want to maintain competition. But this would eliminate a massive amount of waste companies out of the market, because there's so few companies that could do that. Like, if you got the enormous density, say, if they did do it through council regions, and you got a full county to do, the amount of investments, there's no company that has a complete county to themselves. So if you were doing every single door, the amount of reinvestment into vehicles, manpower, facilities, the hours worked, there's a huge thing. These contracts would have to be, you know, even the rollout of every single bin being the same in the county, that you're talking a huge, huge investment, and these contracts would have to be minimum of 10 years, you would have to say. So you would have a single provider for all that amount of time, and that single provider in the contract, you would imagine, would have, you know, index-linked inflation and everything with that. So your costs would increase. Okay. Yes, a tender being a tender in Ireland, it would probably be a race to the bottom at the start.
Yeah.
But over that time, it would have to be clawed back.
So do you think this is a good move then for Ireland? Should we go ahead? Should we introduce this proposal?
No. I think despite the flaws that what Sinead pointed out there with the couple of trucks going into the same place, I think the market is exactly the way it should be at the moment, because that keeps the price down for the consumer.
And that'll be a big consideration, I'm sure, for Shane, for a lot of our listeners, I've no doubt as well. Stay with me, Shane, if you can, for a few moments, and Sinead is there as well. Gareth is with us, I think. Gareth's in Galway today. Would you like to see changes to our waste collection system, Gareth?
Yeah, no, I would, because it's strange in the waste business. There's a lot of waste in the actual business, because there are multiple trucks going into one estate, and even just outside my door, I would have one bin company coming on the Monday, and on the Tuesday, I have another bin coming as well. And that doesn't seem efficient at all, basically. I know your second guest was talking about competition does keep the cost down, and that the cost of rubbish has reduced in the 25 years that they have been involved in it. But they also have brought in more recycling, where everything was just basically waste 25 years ago. I don't think anybody was, the most we done in recycling was taking our glass away. Now we've got paper and stuff like that. So there is valuable material in it that the bin companies actually extract out that helps bring down their costs that wasn't there 25 years ago. And I'm wondering that if we had more efficiency in it, would that help bring down the cost? Because the way it is now, if you could have, I'm a landscaper in Galway, I have seen many times where I've been in an estate, two bin trucks almost, you know, passing by the top of the road,
different
swinging
companies.
In.
Yeah.
And different companies. Yeah. And it's almost farcical, well, like, you know. Doesn't make any sense.
The listener here makes the point too, from Galway to Dublin. They would be delighted with this proposal, that they live in an estate of 200 houses in Dublin and there's four different waste companies that collect from this estate of 200 houses. Some come twice a week. I think the whole thing's nonsense, particularly when you consider the environmental considerations with these trucks coming in on various different days. Rosemary's in Wexford. What's the bin water or the waste collection system like there, Rosemary?
Yeah, well, I actually live out in rural. I live about a mile from the main town, and it's actually very good. But I changed providers recently, primarily because my neighbour down the road had a brown bin as part of their deal, and I was chasing our company for years for a brown bin. And they said, oh, we can't, you're too far out. So I said, this is ridiculous. You know, one provider can manage it. So I changed. And my argument would be, as Sinead said, that if there's only one bin provider, you have no competition price. They set a price. And if you're not happy with that provider, where do you go? What do you do? You've no one to swap over to. So you're a bit kind of screwed.
Yeah, that's a fair point, Shane, isn't it? You know, if you're, you know, I suppose at the moment, if you're not happy with the service, you can sort of half threaten to leave. But if we introduce this proposal, people wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, correct. There is no doubt about that, is that, you know, if your service isn't where you want it to be, they can always go, and that's what the companies know. That's why their service has to be on average very, very high. And if there was only one provider, it doesn't necessarily have to be quite as high. Now, that's your caller there. Everyone should have a brown bin at this stage. Everybody.
No question.
There's nobody assuring. So she did the right thing by moving to somebody who was providing it. And your previous customer actually made a very good point, that he's saying that the recycling is in there and that there's value in the recycling. But the problem is another government introduced thing, the Bring scheme. That has taken, and which is fantastic for Ireland's recyclable rates. This is something that we have to do. It targets that we have to hit in Europe. There's no doubt about it. But that has taken out the two most valuable items out of the recycling that was coming to the waste companies, and that they were subsidising the costs with that. And that's gone. It's essentially gone.
This is the Coke bottle and the can.
Yeah, so they've always got to think of the bigger picture. And this is one of these decisions, like going regional with individual companies, is that you've got to think of the bigger picture. Yes, it might be nice just to have one truck calling into every housing estate. Yes, it might be nice to have every single house and every single country road serviced, which would be absolutely fantastic, which we're not far off as it is. But it's the bigger picture, the things that you lose on the back of that.
John is with us. John, what sort of service have you in Cork?
Hello.
How are you, John?
I'm good, Andre. I'm good. We just have the wheelie bins outside on the road that are collected weekly, well, bi-weekly, depending on whether it's the recycling or the waste. But the issue we have down here is we're a city centre location, and Cork City Council came along and just took the bins. They were left outside the house. And they were just gone, lifted, and our neighbours gone with them. No warning, no nothing. We assume it was Cork City Council. I rang and couldn't get any answer. So I had to get on to my provider and order two new bins.
So the bins were just taken?
Just taken. And we've spoken to the council previously, who said, yeah, you know, there's a kind of a little, a little bay just beside the house in front of a gate that's not used. And the guy from the council said, yeah, the bins are fine, just in there, out of the way. And they were still taken.
So, taken, you know, is it just people messing, or is it, you think, by the collection company?
No. This was the council. I think there's been a bit of pushback about bins, wheelie bins being left outside houses. You know, for smaller city centre houses who don't have a back garden.
If you don't have a side entrance, or if people are terraced house, what are they to do?
But this is it. You know, you're down there. And plus now, with all the multiple bins, you know, I mean, most places now have three bins. So, I mean, it's an impossible situation, Andrea, because, you know, ultimately what we should have, and this kind of feeds into maybe the conversation you're having, would be one bin for the road, you know, like you have in Spain at the bottom of outside apartment. So that there's one fixed location for the bins, and people bring them down within reason, a couple of metres, drop them in the bins, and they go and get rid of the need for everybody to have individual bins. Or, you know, don't penalise us. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, it's an appalling situation.
The only thing I would say in my experience of this, where I live, we're similar to that. It's a small estate, and we just have the, because of the size and capacity, we just have one big communal. There's two big communal general waste bins, and then there's the two big, like, apartment style recycling bins as well. They're sort of nearly like a skip, I suppose, you know, with a lid on it. And the amount of times, I only came back yesterday and I saw the green bins from last week not collected, still there, still full since last Wednesday, and we're now nearly pushing a week on tomorrow and still not lifted. So I don't care what system the Department of the Environment managed to bring in or set up, but I just would like the bins to be collected and not sitting there full and overflowing, and the amount of rubbish I was picking up yesterday from outside the front of the house belonging to every other neighbour. It's the one thing I would like, is I don't care what you introduce, but just get it to work. Surely it can't be that difficult. Listener says, each rubbish truck has a capacity, so if only one company does that area, it's going to have to send multiple trucks into the locality. Just enforce electric vehicles. Get over it. Beep, beep, says Sinead. Solution suggestion, bring back the same day collection service in all areas. All companies collect them on the same day. Problem solved, says this listener. And another texter is suggesting that we should bring the service, put the service back to the local authorities. Give it back to the councils. Let the tariff be set by the county councils in the country, and then include that tariff in your property tax. How would you feel about that? 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. That's John, Rosemary, Gareth, Sinead Ryan there, present with the Home Show, and Shane Byrne, Waste Management Industry as well. Thanks a million for joining us in the programme. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.